Everyone listening to this, you are not the same person that you were yesterday. You've had different thoughts, different conversations, different feelings, different experiences. Like, you are the wisest version of you that's ever existed right now.
Hello, and welcome to the Lucy Liu Show, the fueling station for your mind, business, and life. And now, here's your host, Lucy Liu.
Hello, hello, beautiful souls. Welcome to this episode. And this episode is for you if you want to relaunch your life, reignite your passion, and design the next epic chapter of your life, because you deserve to live an epic life by your own design. I am a big advocate on relaunching our lives, and that is exactly why I have my guest today, because she is the best-selling author of Relaunch My Life and Evolve Your Mind, and the host of the top-rated podcast Relaunch My Life Radio. Juliet Lover is also a qualified NLP trainer, yoga teacher, resiliency coach, Reiki master, book writing coach, retreat facilitator, and keynote motivational speaker. All of that amazingness. Welcome to the show, Juliet.
Thank you so much for having me, Lucy. I'm really excited to have a chat with you and share. I think we have a lot of similar ideas and beliefs, so I'm sure this is going to be a lot of fun.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, for me, I talk about this a lot. I believe that everything we do starts with having awareness. So in terms of relaunching our life, would you agree with me if it starts with that awareness?
I think first and foremost, you've got to be okay with recognizing if things aren't working and aligning, and that can only come from self-awareness. And that whole journey started for me about 10 years ago when I started keeping a daily journal. And it was fascinating because after 1 week of journaling every single day, I went back through and counted the word overwhelmed like over 20 times in the space of 1 week. And I had this like thud realization light bulb moment of like, well, maybe that's why I feel anxious and miserable and overwhelmed all of the time. And it was sort of the first indicator that I'd had to the power of our thoughts and our beliefs and how much what we're thinking and saying to ourselves on a continual basis is what it's doing to us. But that awareness is so powerful. And I think the more that you can build your own self-awareness through the inner work, through meditation, through journaling, through self-reflection, all of those things, that can really start to build a better sense of self and fulfillment in yourself as well. And that's why I'm incredibly passionate about helping people tap into themselves and learn tools and skills to help also, not only with that awareness. I think there's one thing to have awareness, but there's a whole other skill set, which is, well, when you're aware of something that isn't working, how do we actually shift it? And so I'm fascinated and passionate about helping people change at the unconscious level, change at the subconscious level, because all change and all behavior is unconscious. And so we can get really stuck in a pattern if we're trying to just force ourselves to change consciously, which I think sometimes if we're aware of things, we can be, you know, trying to shift things, but it doesn't feel completely aligned. Whereas if we actually dive deeper and go into the subconscious, things can be much more effortless.
Oh, absolutely. So you're talking about this deeper level of awareness, right? On a subconscious level. So let's talk more about that. How is it different to have a deep awareness rather than just on the surface awareness?
Well, this was something that I really, as I talk about my relaunch my life journey 10 years ago, I quit corporate, ended my marriage, started again. I basically took two on life. It wasn't going the way that I wanted it to. And I had become aware that I had anxiety. And the more that I started self-healing and exploring ways to shift that, the more I started down this rabbit hole of personal development. And I stumbled across and I started actually having some hypnotherapy sessions myself. And that was the first time that I had had a profound realization and an undeniable, like visceral experience of realizing why I had stayed in an unsuitable relationship for like 11 years, that I had this deep sense, this deep fear of abandonment. All of these pieces of my puzzle started to become clear to me because I actually dove deeper into my subconscious rather than just stuck in my kind of conscious thought and programs. And I think we can get so easily in our world these days to get so stuck in our heads. But actually for me, a big part of that healing was diving deeper into, you know, well, what is actually coming up? What are actually the root causes of these things rather than just what's happened this week? Where did that actually come from? And I think that deeper awareness, the more you get on this personal growth journey, I'm sure that deeper awareness comes from so much of what we're experiencing and living right now in the moment is just a fractal of a repetition of what we encountered in our imprint period, the first 0 to 7 years of our life. And most of it is just a repeat, whether it's in our relationships, our business, everything that we experienced in that blueprint period, it really does echo like an echo chamber all throughout our life. And it wasn't until I started exploring things like hypnotherapy and NLP that I had these massive light bulb moments of like, oh, that's why I've been doing all of this stupid. And so I think the deeper level of awareness also can come from a space of curiosity. And I think when we can shift from criticism to curiosity, that's when healing can start to occur. And that's when we can access those deeper layers of self-awareness, because I think it's very difficult to gain deeper and wider awareness if we're criticizing ourselves, because we're really shutting off aspects of ourselves in that process. So I would say curiosity is the key to that. And the more you can be curious of yourself and others in this world, then the more you can start to gain that deeper and wider awareness.
Absolutely. So obviously for us, we are coaches, we believe in coaching, and we join programs to learn to have the tools to make these evolutions, right? Transformations, whatever you want to call it. You call it Evolve, right? You have a program called Evolve and Relaunch. So for someone who is not maybe in a program, but they are wanting to do something different for their life, they want something different and maybe relaunch. And I always say that it's okay to relaunch your life at any point in your life. You get to decide when that is. You know, sometimes women say, well, I'm not ready. I say ready is a decision. It's not a time. So you get to decide when you are ready. What's the top block you see from the women that you work with? What are they saying? What are their limiting beliefs other than I'm not ready?
Oh, I mean, from my perspective, majority of them are just different descriptions and derivatives of fear, which ultimately, the more you explore it, is an illusion. And I love that you said that ready is a decision, because sometimes action can change a belief structure. Sometimes that decisive action and stepping out into something out of that comfort zone into the unknown. So we have some interesting metaphors, but one of my favorite ones is your bedroom. If you ever thought that you saw like a closet monster or something in your room, like, and you thought there's something in my room or there's something going like that doesn't look right. Or as a kid, you're like, oh, what's that? I can't sleep. And then your parents come into the room and they turn the light on and it's just a clump of clothes that's laying there and it's completely safe. That's really for me what the epitome of doing the subconscious inner work is like. It's like turning on the light to your own subconscious and realizing it was just a clump of clothes. But it was our perception and our mind makes it real. So our perception creates these stories and illusions of that's scary, that's this. But for me, every kind of journey I've done, whether it's my own inner work, whether it's with a guided coach, whether it's in a program, whatever it is, it's always just shown me so much beauty and truth. And I think what's challenging is when someone is in that fear and they're afraid to look within, communicating that to people that actually that saying, I think I was listening to one of your podcasts the other day and you said one of my favorite sayings, which is, you know, everything we want is on the side of discomfort and fear, right? And so encouraging people to step into that fear and lean into that, which I know you're a really big advocate as well. I think here on Relaunches, you can either evolve by choice or by chance. And if we're not consciously growing and evolving and seeking out those opportunities to step outside our comfort zone, life will generally throw a curveball at us to force us to evolve. And so for me, it's much more attractive to be in that driver's seat of like, all right, I'm going to go out and chase those things that are going to stretch me and challenge me rather than try to avoid them. By avoiding them, you persist, usually you'll unconsciously then attract a bigger thing to wake us up, to cause us to grow and evolve. So I actually think it's safer to do the inner work. I am a really big fan of reframing. And so I think one of the real common patterns I see are people who are afraid. They're afraid to step into the unknown, afraid to change, afraid to invest in coaching or a program. And I actually think it's actually scarier not to, because we can evolve by choice or by chance. And so if we're consciously creating more opportunities to help ourselves grow and step out our comfort zone, we're less likely to unconsciously create a situation that's going to force us to grow and change.
So beautiful. And I think that is a limiting belief, right? That what you have now is scarier, or what you get into is scarier. Yeah. So, but usually when we do make the jump, it's because we want to have more purpose, a feeling of passion in the work that we are doing. Would you agree with me?
I would. And I think, you know, all humans are motivated, obviously, through pain or pleasure. And so a lot of people want to have that fulfillment. They want to have that purpose. Some people, they're more motivated by, oh, I feel really stuck and unfulfilled right now. So I've got to make a change. And so whichever way it is, that awareness that you can have of, am I moving towards what I want, or am I trying to move away from what I don't want? And the more you can create a life where you're actually moving towards the things you want, the more sustainable that fulfillment is going to be long-term as well for you. And you don't have to keep creating situations that are uncomfortable to force you to change as well.
Oh, I love that. Yes. Move towards your dreams, but not away from what you're trying to run away from, right? I've had clients who want to relaunch their life, but when we really talk more, you notice patterns. Each business they started, they're doing the same thing. They get burnt out towards the end because of the same reasons. Or if you're in a career that you don't like, you're burnt out and you want to change a job, but it's not really the job. If you don't change your mindset, if you don't change your mind, you can never truly relaunch your life into a true fulfilled or aligned life. It's just another repetition. It's just another loop. So how would you suggest, what tools and what ways can our audience really delve into relaunching their life that is truly authentic and aligned with what they are potentialed for?
I think it's such a good question, because a big trap I see people falling into is comparing their life to others. And everyone has a different set of values and different things that are important to each individual. And so if you're comparing your life, constant barrage of what other people are doing, and comparing other people's highlight reel to your 24/7 life, right? So I think the first thing is like really deep diving and exploring your values with, if you have a coach or doing that inner work of really uncovering and asking yourself, like, what is most important to me in life? And unfortunately, a lot of people's values are what I would call injected values. They're values that they have placed upon themselves based on what they experienced of others or growing up, or what they think they should do as a, say, woman in the world, for example. But it's not what they really want. It's not your what, like, who you really are and what you really desire is something that too few people spend time actually giving themselves the permission to explore. And that as well is such an interesting thing, because it's a constant journey of discovering who you are as well. Every day you're different. Like, you are, everyone listening to this, you are not the same person that you were yesterday. You've had different thoughts, different conversations, different feelings, different experiences. Like, you are the wisest version of you that's ever existed right now. And so, like you mentioned, like, you've seen people that they'll start a new business or they'll start a new job, but they've still got the blueprint of how they show up in a workplace, maybe, that they're carrying into each situation. So they keep recreating the same past. Like, one of my favorite things to say is, if you go into tomorrow with yesterday's beliefs, you're just going to keep recreating more of the past. So the best thing I can say is start listening to this kind of work, start working with someone. I'm such an advocate of working with a coach to help you see those blind spots, to help supercharge your self-awareness. But I would say, if you're listening to this, you're already on the right path. The biggest thing is trusting your intuition. No one can tell you what you need to do but you. And I think that gets easier the more of those layers you peel off, layers of caring what people think, layers of comparing yourself to others. It's one of my favorite things is to say is, like, you know, this change work and this kind of coaching work, it's not changing you into someone else. It's actually helping remove all the layers and aspects of you that aren't the real you, so that you can actually just vibrate and shine at your highest frequency, and you can start attracting the life that you want. And I think what you're talking about as well, for so many people, it's a peeling off of all of those layers of belief. Some people don't even believe that they deserve to live a life where they're fulfilled. Crazy, crazy thing. So for every single person, your unique personal growth journey is going to be so different, and you're going to need different puzzle pieces. But if you can trust your intuition and follow those nudges of, oh, I love listening to Lucy's podcast, you know what, maybe today is the day that I'm going to reach out to her and sign up for that program. I've been thinking about it for 6 to 12 months or something, but, you know, really action is the catalyst for change. So, you know, take that scary step, reach out to that person, do the thing. Like, action is such a big part of it. And I think I see a lot of people who just get stuck in their head and they're trying to work on things, but they're not actually doing anything. So whatever it is, like, take that scary leap. And I think there's no, like, one size fits all perfect tool, but the tools and the techniques that we teach, obviously, at our education company really help equip individuals and coaches to have a myriad of tools so that depending on who the person is and what their situation is, they can draw upon, you know, how to help shift those things. But majority of what we're doing and working with is our subconscious, and it's really hard to see it. You know, our ego will protect us from seeing those blocks and those patterns, and it's a fun ride. And I think, you know, if you could enjoy it and see things and go, oh, there's that pattern. Okay, it's time to actually, you know, work on this and actually let's start changing it and make that decision as well. So there are literally hundreds of tools. And I think the biggest thing as well is find someone who believes in you more than you believe in your problems. Like one of the biggest things that we teach in our education and in our courses is like, as a coach, you've got to believe in your client more than they believe in their problem. And that belief that you have sounds fluffy, but it's huge because it allows the person to actually show up differently. Like if we can talk about quantum physics and the quantum realm, right? The observer creates. And so if you're working, or most people have friends and family in their reality that when they talk about their dreams, their family shut it down. And it's not because their family don't care. It's because they're literally wired to protect you and keep you safe. And they're thinking, well, this isn't good. But if you've got a coach like you, Lucy, that dreams big and says, do you know what? You can have that life and you do deserve that. Like you're this beacon for people to think, okay, if she knows that's possible for her, she can help me create that as a possibility for me. So there's so many things, but I think if you don't believe in yourself, find someone who believes in you, and then you can kind of borrow that belief until it evolves within yourself as well. So, but yeah, it sounds fluffy, but literally you can change anything about yourself. And that's been the biggest thing, going, hey, do you know what? There's a different way to do life and it's growing. And that's what's so fun about this world and this reality now, especially, you know, in the last 5 years, it's just gotten so much more advanced that it's undeniable now because there's just too many people saying similar things, but in different ways that it's creating those shifts.
I love everything you just said. I'm laughing over here because I actually have it on my website. I believe in you more than you believe in yourself. It's so true because it's so hard to really think of ourselves, to put ourselves on that pedestal. Like we can easily praise others. We can easily cheer on for others. But when it comes to ourselves, everything that we do, there's always that fight between the angel and the devil in our head, right? It's always there. It's undeniable. It's inevitable. What is your favorite quote, Juliet?
My all-time favorite quote, I'm going to paraphrase it slightly, but it's originally from Robert Kiyosaki, which is that the hard road gets easier, but the easy road gets harder. And so many people choose the easy road, but long-term, that creates a lifetime of difficulty. I think if you can short-term choose the hard stuff, then long-term your life gets easier. So I love that quote as a reminder of this work.
Great insight. Thank you for all your wisdom with us, Juliet. Where can we find you?
You can check out my website at julietlever.com. There's details about our NLP courses and my book writing course. I help coaches and entrepreneurs write their best-selling books and also dig out all of the subconscious blocks that are in the way in our courses and trainings, which we now do worldwide.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
To all the beautiful souls listening, thank you for joining me on this episode of The Lucy Liu Show. When I'm not podcasting, I am coaching high-achieving women in life transitions, getting unstuck, kissing overwhelmed goodbye, and living a more joyful and fulfilled life through strategic goal setting and mindset transformation. It would mean the world to me if you subscribe, rate, or share this with a friend. And don't forget to join me for the next episode. Remember, there is always a way, and more blessings are coming your way. For free resources and show notes, head over to lucyluecoaching.com.